we break our regularly scheduled program for a special news update about the Atkins Road fire with James Baxley and Tom Hoots at Highland Park Baptist. James and Tom, what's going on over there?
Welcome, listeners from WKGC. We're live at Highland Park Baptist Church, and we're about to hear from Valerie Sell.
Yeah, Valerie's here with us, and she is the PIO for Bay County, and she's going to bring us an update on what is going on and where the areas of concern are right now.
Okay. All right, good afternoon. So we had a fire that started with someone who was burning some yard trash up off of Tyndall Parkway, and that was around, I want to say, noon and 2 o'clock today. It went from about 40 acres to right now at over 800 acres big. We have issued mandatory evacuation orders for a large part of that area. That would be from Bellisma Estates all the way up to Knee-High Road on the east side of US 231. And so everyone who lives in those areas is asked to evacuate, has been asked to evacuate. We have hundreds of first responders on hand who were going door to door asking people to leave. On a little bit brighter side, I guess, considering the gravity of the situation and the size of this fire, is that at this time two homes are reported as a total loss. However, it could have been much, much worse. It's certainly unfortunate for those homeowners, and we're so sorry about that. There are at least another dozen or so homes that we're hearing have been damaged by this fire. Evacuees can come to Highland Park Baptist Church. They've been amazing as far as opening up the church to folks. That will be a location for evacuees to be tonight, while a longer evacuation or sheltering situation will be established if needed tomorrow at a different location. But people can come here. It's certainly evacuating from a fire is a very quick situation. You got to get out of the house quickly, and so we're so sorry, but we are trying to manage expectations for people as far as, and we're getting a lot of questions about when can I go home. I don't have an answer for that yet. We ask that people, if you haven't signed up for Alert Bay, go ahead and sign up for those notifications, because we'll be putting that information out as soon as we have it available for when people can go back home. And we also ask that they stay tuned to their local media, such as this radio station and television, etc.
Well, thank you very much. Is there any number on the percent containment on this fire yet? Have they given you any idea on that, or is it just a little early?
It's a little bit early for a containment level at this point, but I can tell you that we have many, many first responders from as far away as Okaloosa County coming in. Another important thing to note is that the County Commission Chairman Robert Carroll signed a local state of emergency today, which helps assist with some of the resources that we need. And then also, the governor's office has issued an emergency declaration, and along with that, an outright ban on burning. So nobody should be burning in Bay County moving forward. That is a very important thing. We've had a number of fires over the last couple of days, and so it's really important that people not burn their yard debris or anything like that. It's a tremendously critical thing for folks to heed.
Hey, Tom, can you ask her about the students that were evacuated and where they're at?
Oh, yes. There were students that needed to be picked up at
Highland Park Elementary School. So the students who are the students normally be delivered to homes located in this evacuation area were delivered via their buses to Highland Park Elementary School, mm-hmm. and the school district was working to reunite those kids with their parents. I haven't gotten an update on how that went either way.
Okay. Well, we'll check in with you later. I appreciate it.
I actually got one from Sharon earlier. They have all the students are taken care of.
Okay, we're good on the students. Excellent. Thank you very much.
That's good. Okay, so it sounds like the students have been taken care of. So this is just a really serious situation. It's an unfortunate situation, but I want everybody to know that we've got the very best out there working on it just as hard as they can. Hundreds of people from Bay County and all over the Panhandle are responding to this, and we're working very hard to ensure that folks don't have any further loss of property than what we've experienced.
Okay. Thank you very much, and please stay tuned to WKGC FM 90.7, and we'll keep you up to date on what's going on with this fire. And thanks again to Valerie's help.
You're welcome.
Oh, that's Tom Hoots. I'm James Baxley. We're reporting live from Highland Park Baptist Church, the site for the Bay County Command Center. Their truck is here, and we'll keep you updated. As we know something, we'll pass it on to you for those that are listening on WKGC 90.7 FM and HD. Here when you need us. Back to you, Caleb.